O God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all your grace to us.
神啊，我们在天上的父，我们非常非常的感谢你给我们的恩典。
Where would we be without you, O blessed God?
配得颂赞的神啊，如果我们没有你的话，我们现在会身在哪里呢？
We thank you for so great a salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们为从主耶稣基督而来的伟大的救恩感谢你。
And we thank you for your word. It's a light to our feet and it's a lamp to our pathway.
我们感谢您的话语，它是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
It guides us on our road to heaven.
带领我们走向天堂的路。
Now, Lord, we have been studying some deep subjects regarding the feasts of the Lord.
主啊，我们已经学习了一些比较深的一个话题，就是耶和华的节期。
Help us, Lord, to understand what you would have to teach us tonight.
主啊，求你帮助我们，教导我们，让我们明白你为我们所预备的。
And so we pray by your Holy Spirit, Lord, to enlighten our minds, warm our hearts, and lead us in the way everlasting.
主，我们祈求您的今天的圣灵能够使我们心里能够头脑明白，使我们心里火热，也带领我们前面的路。
And so, Father, tonight we just ask your blessing upon the saints in China.
主，我们特别祈求您的祝福临到所有在中国的圣徒们。
Lord, lift them up and support them and encourage them, we pray.
主啊，求你兴起他们，也扶持他们，鼓励他们。
And Lord, we just pray for those of us that are here that in Canada, we pray for us too, Lord, that we might live worthy of you.
主啊，也为我们这些在加拿大的基督徒们祷告，盼望我们能够活出配得您的名的生命。
And so now, Lord, we just, as we turn to the scriptures, we pray, Lord, your Holy Spirit might lead and guide us.
主啊，现在当我们打开您的话语的时候，愿你的圣灵能够引导我们，带领我们。
And we ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
So let's turn in our Bibles to Leviticus chapter 23.
你现在把圣经翻到利未记的23章。
The subject tonight is the last of the feasts.
我们今天的讲的内容呢，就是最后一个节期。
It's the last feast in Israel's calendar year.
这也是在以色列的这个年历里面的最后一个节期。
And it represents completion. Number seven, the perfection.And it represents rest for the people of God.
因为第七个节期，七这个既是一个完全的数字，也是一个安息的数字。
So let's look at Leviticus chapter 23.
我们现在看利未记的23章。
It's a little bit longer to read this evening, but we don't make any apology. We're going to start at verse 33.
我们今天读的会长一点啊，但是我们一点不觉得有什么问题啊。我们从这个33节开始读。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of this seventh month shall be the feast of tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord. On the first day there shall be a holyConvocation or assembly, you shall do no customary work on it. For 7 days, you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. And on the 8th day, you shall have a holy convocation, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. It is a sacred assembly, and you shall do no customary work on it. These are the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to beHoly convocations, to offer an offering made by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering and a grain offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, everything on its day, besides the Sabbaths of the Lord, besides your gifts, besides all your vows, and besides all your free will offerings which you give to the Lord. Also, on the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep the feast of the Lord for 7 days. On the first day there shall be a Sabbath rest, and on the 8th day a Sabbath rest. And you shall take for yourselves on the first day the fruit of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, the boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. You shall keep it as a feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the 7th month. You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All who are native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So Moses declared to the children of Israel the feasts of the Lord.
从33节读到44节啊，耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列人说，这7月15日是祝棚节，要在耶和华面前守这节七日。第一日当有盛会，什么劳碌的工都不可做，七日内要将火祭献给耶和华。第八日当守盛会，要将火祭献给耶和华，这是严肃会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。这是耶和华的节期，就是你们要宣告为盛会的节期，要将火祭、燔祭、素祭、祭物并奠祭各归各日献给耶和华，这是在耶和华的安息日以外，又在你们的供物和所许的愿并甘心献给耶和华的以外。你们收藏了地的出产，就从7月15日起要守耶和华的节七日，第一日为圣安息，第八日也为圣安息。第一日要拿美好树上的果子和棕树上的枝子与茂密树的枝条，并河旁的柳枝，在耶和华你们的神面前欢乐七日。每年七月间要向耶和华守这节七日，这为你们世世代代永远的定例。你们要住在棚里七日，凡以色列家的人都要住在棚里，好叫你们世世代代知道我领以色列人出埃及地的时候曾使他们住在棚里，我是耶和华你们的神。于是摩西将耶和华的节期传给以色列人。
Thank you, dear sister.
Welcome.
Now, as we've seenThese seven feasts, they were celebrated by the nation of Israel.
我们都知道啊，这七个节期呢，都是以色列人来庆祝的。
Three times a year, they were to come up to Jerusalem and to celebrate the spring festivals and the autumn festival.
所以一年三次，以色列人都要到耶路撒冷来，春天要庆祝春天的节，秋天要庆祝。
Now, each of these feasts, they were memorials or they were events to be remembered, historical events to be remembered in the history of the children of Israel.
因为每一个节期啊，它都有一个纪念的功能，就是都要纪念在以色列的历史上的一个事件。
And we looked at that last week. For example, the Feast of Passover looked back to the time when they had been freed from the slavery in Egypt by the blood of the Lamb.
举一个例子，比如说，逾越节啊，就是纪念他们，因着这个羔羊的血啊，从这个埃及的这个奴役下被解救出来的这个事件。
So all those feasts were commemorations, of events. That the Lord had provided for the salvation and the well-being of His people.
所以呢，这些节期呢都是纪念日，纪念主曾经给以色列人的救赎以及给他们的所有的福祉所带来的祝福。
But those feasts, the feasts also had a prophetic.Character to them. They were prophetical of God's future plans for the church and Israel.
那同时呢，节期也是有预言的性质的，也就是预言将来要应验在教会和以色列民族身上的事情。
Now, although the church is a New Testament revelation, when we look back, we can see how God's plan was placed in those feasts.
那虽然呢，教会啊是一个新约才启示出来的奥秘，但是我们回头看的时候，可以看在这个节期里面是如何对教会的将来要发生的事情的预言的。
The first four feasts, they have to do with the church.
那前四个节期呢，都是跟教会有关的预言。
And even though they were real events that happened in the nation of Israel, they were types or shadows, foreshadowing events that would take place many years later in the church.
虽然这四个节期啊都是真实发生在以色列身上的事件，同时呢，他们也是将来就是很多年以后要应验在教会身上的一个预表或者说一个影子。
And so in the first four feasts, they refer to events that have already been fulfilled at Christ's first coming.
那前四个节期的预言呢，都是在耶稣第一次来的时候就都已经应验了。
The Passover, we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, that Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us.
我们比如说逾越节吧，我们就在哥林多应该是后书的5:7啊，应验了，就是我们的逾越节已经为我们牺牲了。
And then the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which immediately followed the Feast of Passover, speaks of the holy life that a Christian must live for. And we read, let us keep the feast. There in that same passage, it's mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 and 8.
Okay. 逾越节对应的经文，应验经文是哥林多前书的5:7，就是因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。然后紧接着呢是无酵节，无酵节呢就是代表我们得救以后要过圣洁的生活，这就是第8说的，就是我们守这节不可用旧酵，也不可用恶毒邪恶的酵，只用诚实真正的无酵饼。
So Christ was our Passover. He was the Lamb of God that took away the sin of the world.
所以基督呢，就是我们的逾越节，他是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
And then, because we've been purchased by the blood of the Lamb, we should walk a holy life.
那我们既然是被基督的血所买赎的，羔羊的血买赎的，所以我们要过圣洁的生活。
And as leaven is a picture of sin, we should walk a sinless life. The Feast of Unleavened Bread fulfilled.
因为酵呢是代表罪，所以无酵呢就代表无罪，所以我们要过无酵无罪就是无酵的生活。
Then on the first day of the week, the day after the Sabbath, on the 16th day of the week, the wave sheaf was waved, the first fruits of the harvest of the year was waved before the Lord in the temple.
然后在安息日的次日，就是一周的第一日，要把一个初熟的禾捆啊，就是这一年当中最早收获的这一个禾捆，在所有的整个丰收季里最早的这个禾捆，在耶和华面前摇一摇。
And of course, that was fulfilled when Christ rose from the dead. He was the grain of wheat that fell into the ground and died and brought forth much fruit.
那当然这个预表的就是主耶稣基督从死里复活，他是那一粒麦子落在地里死了，然后他复活以后就结出许多的子粒来。
The resurrection of the Lord Jesus from the dead, we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 20 that Christ was the first fruits of those that rose from among the dead.
这个对应的经文是哥林多前书的15:20，但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
And then 50 days later, the Lord Jesus was ascended to the Father in heaven, exalted to the Father's right hand, and on the 50th day he sent down the Holy Spirit. God came down in the person of the Holy Spirit and baptized that little company into one body.
然后主耶稣基督复活五十天之后他升天到了父神的右边然后他就派这个圣灵下来就是 神取了第三位格圣灵的方式降临在人间然后使这个当时在耶路撒冷的守候的这一小群信徒受洗然后教会因此从此就成立了
So both his resurrection and the day of Pentecost happened on the first day of the week
所以不管是他的复活还是五旬节圣灵降临这一天都是发生在一周的第一天
And that's known as the Lord's Day and we have celebrated our worship especially Christians down through the years on the first day of the week we come together to meet him and worship
管这个一周的第一天啊，或者说星期天叫主的日子就是历史历代的基督徒我们都是在星期天这一天来纪念主
And then came an interval of about 3 or 3.5 months, which the great harvest, that's the present time that we're living in. God is calling out a people for his name.
然后接下去五旬节以后呢，就是三个半月左右的这样的一个间隔期，就是收割间隔期，就是预表我们现在所处的这个圣灵就是叫什么？叫恩典时代，神在收割灵魂的这个时代。
And prophetically, the last three feasts are yet future to be fulfilled at Christ's second coming.
那从预言的这个角度看呢，后面三个节期呢还没有应验，要等到基督第二次降临的时候才应验。
So the first four feasts, they were fulfilled at Christ's first coming.
那前四个节期呢是在基督第一次来的时候应验了。
The present harvest interval is being fulfilled by the presence of the Holy Spirit.
然后在现在所处的这个收割间隔期啊是在圣灵降下来以后就是现在圣灵跟我们同在的这个时期。
The last three feasts, trumpets, atonement, and the tabernacles, they'll all be fulfilled at Christ's second coming.
那后面三个节期呢就是吹角节赎罪日和祝棚节呢是要等基督第二次再来的时候才应验
And those last three feasts all have to do with the nation of Israel, God's earthly people
那后三个节期呢都是和以色列有关的以色列是神在地上的子民
I might remind you that we, the church, we're a heavenly people born from above, not of the seed of AbrahamNaturally, like the Jew. But we've been born from above by the word of God, and our destiny is heavenly.
所以我要再提醒一下大家，我们教会，我们基督徒啊，是从上面生的，是从神的话出生的，所以我们的归宿也是在，我们的起源在天上，我们的归宿也在天上，我们不是亚伯拉罕的后裔，不是在地上的这个他的这个后裔犹太人。
And when the church, which is the bride of Christ, is gathered to the bridegroom, then Israel, God will take up Israel, His earthly people again.
当新娘啊，就是基督的新娘教会被提到天上和新郎在一起了以后呢，神要重新开始处理以色列的事了。
Israel that has been long scattered among the nations are going to be gathered together by the angels, summoning them back to their land at the feast of which is typified by the feast of trumpets.
那吹角节呢，就是预表将来。在这个世界各地分散已经很多年的这个犹太人啊，当这个天使吹响号角的时候，他们都会从世界各地回到这应许之地。
Again, Matthew chapter 24 and verse 31.
这个是马太福音的24章31节。
And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds from one end of the heaven to the other.
他要差遣使者用号筒的大声将他的选民从四方从天这边到天那边都招聚了来。
And they'll be gathered to him on the earth. He'll be on the earth. When he comes to the earth, and they'll be gathered to him on the earth.
他们要主耶稣第二次再来的时候会来是来在地上，然后这些人被招聚回来呢，也是招聚到地上的基督的身边。
And then the Spirit of God is going to be poured out on that nation, and they're going to repent. And the Day of Atonement is the celebration, or will be the celebration, on that future day when they are restored to their Lord.
然后神的灵呢会浇灌在以色列民身上，然后他们会悔改，然后在这个真正的庆祝赎罪日的，就是在那个时候他们会完全被神所挽回所得着。
So the Day of Atonement is that day when God is going to cleanse his people, and they're going to come to him in repentance. They're going to be cleansed from all their sin.
所以赎罪日这一天呢，他们会悔改，然后神会洁净他们，他们会被完全的洁净他们的罪。
That the Feast of Trumpets takes place on the first day of the seventh month.
然后吹角节呢是七月的第一天庆祝的。
The Day of Atonement takes place on the tenth day of the seventh month.
那赎罪日呢是七月初十日庆祝的。
And the Feast of Tabernacles begins on the 15th day of that same month.
然后同样还是七月，但是它是在七月十五日开始庆祝祝棚节。
And that looks forward to a time when Israel will be restored, forgiven of all their sins and cleansed, and they will then find rest and peace.
那这个祝棚节呢就指向当以色列人完全被赦免了罪，他们罪被洁净了以后呢，他们就会得到完全的安息，他们会喜乐安息。
But looking back in the history of Israel, it commemorated their liberty out of Egypt as slaves.
当我们回顾以色列历史啊，这个祝棚节呢也有纪念的意义，纪念什么呢？就纪念他们刚从埃及出来得自由的时候。
Turn to Exodus chapter 12 and verse 37.
我们翻到出埃及记的12章的37节。
Then the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, besides children.
从以色列人从莱塞起行，往哥书去，除了妇人孩子，步行的男人约有60万。
Now they camped in a place which they called Succoth.
他们是在这个哥书这里扎营了。
Succoth means booths or temporary dwelling shelters.
舒哥这个词的意思就是棚子，或者说暂时住的一个草草的一个房子。
When they left their homes in Egypt, that first night they had to build just temporary shelters out of the boughs of the trees that were available to them.
因为这个是他们离开埃及的第一天的晚上啊，他们只能就是先用他们能够找到的这个树枝啊、树干啊什么的，先搭一个简易的棚子。
And that's explained further in the passage we read earlier, but let's turn there to Leviticus 23 and verse 40.
你现在回到这个利未记的23章的40节。
Verse 40 says, And you shall take for yourselves on the first day, that is the first day of tabernacles, the fruit of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, the boughs of leafy trees and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. Then verse 42, you shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All who are native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
我们看四十节，第一日就是祝棚节的第一日，要拿美好树上的果子和棕树上的枝子与茂密树的枝条，并河旁的柳枝，在耶和华你们的神面前欢乐七日。然后再看四十二节，你们要住在棚里七日，凡以色列家的人都要住在棚里。四十三节，好叫你们世世代代知道，我领以色列人出埃及地的时候，曾使他们住在棚里。
So when they first came out of Egypt, they had no shelters, so they built these temporary booths just out of branches of trees and just to give them a little shelter from the elements, the night and perhaps wind and so on.
所以当他们刚刚出埃及的时候啊，那个时候他们还没有一个就是永久的一个居所，他们就用这个 随手可以找到的树枝啊什么枝条啊之类的，先简易的搭一个棚子，能够让那一天晚上他们可以暂时的遮蔽一下风雨。
Now many Jews still do this today. You can find booths erected by Jews in Israel, and even in Vancouver I'm told that they're Some Jews today, they celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles by building these temporary shelters and living in them for 7 days.
今天的犹太人呢，他们依然还是这么做的。在以色列人呢，他们在以色列的地方呢，以色列的这个土地上，他们会搭这样的棚子。甚至在有人告诉我，在温哥华有犹太人。有的犹太人在庆祝祝棚节的时候，他们也会搭一个这种临时的简易的棚子，然后住在这个棚子里七天。
Now there's a little practical application for us.
那这对我们来说呢，也有这个实践的这个意义。
You see, they had left their homes behind, taking only with them what they could carry, and they became pilgrims and strangers now, but they were free.
那我们看他们那个时候啊，已经离开了他们原来的住所，只能拿携带他们能拿的东西，他们呢就是已经成为了一个朝圣者，或者说成一个旅客寄居的，但是呢他们是自由的。
And so the Israelites they commemorated this historical event.Every year they would be reminded that the Lord had taken them out of Egypt and that they had dwelt safely, no fear of the enemy, because the Lord was protecting them and had delivered them from their enemy.
所以每年祝棚节的时候呢，以色列人都会纪念当时耶和华神把他们从埃及带出来，然后他们呢是虽然住的这个简易的棚子，但是他们是安全的，是有耶和华保护他们，他们不再害怕敌人，他们也是自由的了，不再是奴隶了。
And so, turn to Exodus chapter 34, please.
我们看看出埃及记的34章。
And verse 22.
22节。
Here Moses is giving instructions for the three feasts. And he mentions here the Feast of Unleavened Bread or Passover in verse 18. And then the Feast of Weeks with that. And then the Feast of Ingathering at the end of the year. The Feast of Weeks, of course, is the Feast of Pentecost.
那在这里呢，摩西是在这个教导这个以色列民啊，关于 这个耶和华节期的事情，在十八节的时候讲的是除酵节啊，然后在二十二节开始的时候呢，说是要守七七节，七七节呢就是五旬节，接着他说又在年底要守收藏节。
So in the verse 22, the Feast of Tabernacles is called the Feast of Ingathering at the end of the year.
嗯，在二十二节里我们看到这里叫的这个收藏节啊，就是祝棚节的另外一个名字，就又在年底要守收藏节。
That is at the end of the growing season, the end of the agricultural year.
嗯，那它这里的年底呢，是指整个这个庄稼生长这个周期的这个结束的时候，就是按农业生产来看呢，它这个是一年的最后的时候了，年底了。
It was when they had gathered in all the fruits of the harvest.They would then celebrate their prosperity and God's faithfulness to them through that year.
嗯，所以当他们在年底的时候，把这一切地里的出产呢，都收进来的时候呢，他们就向感谢神的祝福，感谢神使他们昌盛啊，感谢神在这一年当中给他们带来的所有的收获。
And so it was a time of great rejoicing.
嗯，所以这祝棚节是一年呢非常快乐的一个时候。
In chapter Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 40, it says they were to rejoice before the Lord for 7 days.
嗯，
23:40.
哦 ，40 啊，我们再回到利未记的23章的40节啊。他说要在耶和华你们神面前欢乐七日，因为它是一个欢乐的节日。
So it's the only feast that mentions there to be rejoicing.
嗯，所以这个是唯一提到的一个节啊，是说在这个节里要欢乐的。
If you compare the Feast of Atonement, where they were commanded to afflict their souls and they were to mourn.For their past sins and of killing their Messiah.、
Mm-hmm.
But here it's great joy at God's faithfulness to them.、
Mm-hmm. 所以我们可以看出这个对比啊，比如说在赎罪日的时候啊，这里面说他们要刻苦己心呢，而且要为他们以前这个不认弥赛亚的这个罪而这个哀痛啊，哭嚎。然后，但是在这个祝棚节的时候呢，却是要大大的喜乐，感谢神给他们一切的这个丰盛。
So also it was an expression of their unity, because in verse 42 we read there that all Israel should dwell in booths. So it brought the nation together in unity.
嗯，同时呢，这个节期的庆祝呢，也有助于这个国家的合一啊，因为它可以把整个民族啊都凝聚在一起。因为四十二节还是利未记二十三章四十二节说，凡以色列家的人都要住在棚里。
But this feast, we might say, when is it actually going to be fulfilled?
嗯。那你可能会问呢，那这个祝棚节的预言啊，到底什么时候才完全应验呢？
We read of the Feast of Trumpets. That's when God will bring back Israel into their land.
嗯，我们知道吹角节的应验呢，是当神把以色列民从世界各地招回来的那个时候应验的。
Now we see some.Jews are back in the land now, but they have come not because of the trumpet's call, because they've come back in unbelief.
嗯，那我们也已经看到啊，有些以色列人现在已经回到了现在以色列这个国家这块土地上，但是呢，他们回来并不是因为听到了角声，不是因为吹角而回来的，因为他们虽然回来，但还是不信的。
The majority of Jewish people today are still living outside, scattered all over the world.
嗯，大部分的犹太人呢，就从人数来看，大部分的犹太人现在还是生活在以色列这个国家国土之外的，分布在世界各地的。
It's when Jesus comes the second time to earth, that's when the trumpet call will summon all the Jews from around the world that are scattered, and they'll be come back into their land.
嗯，当基督第二次再来的时候，啊，会吹响这个号角的时候呢，这个时候所有在啊世界各地分散的以色列人，他们就都会回来了。
But that's at the end of the tribulation period.
嗯，但这个是在这个大灾难的结束的时候了。
That seven year period of time when there is going to be great tribulation coming on that land and over all over the earth.
嗯、在这七年当中、啊、会有极大的灾难临到、以色列这块土地以及全世界。
And you remember, before the children of Israel left Egypt, God brought judgment upon the nation of, Israel, of, the nation of Egypt, 10 plagues on Pharaoh and the land of Egypt.、
嗯、大家都还记得当、耶和华把以色列人带出埃及之前呢，他是在埃及地降下十灾的，降在法老的身上的。
And it wasn't until those judgments had passed that God's people came out of Egypt and they dwelt in booths.
嗯，所以要等到这十灾啊都已经进行完了，然后这个神才会把他的民带出来，然后带出埃及地，进到旷野，住在棚子里。
So those 10 plagues on Pharaoh and the land of Egypt, they foreshadow the greater judgments yet to come.
所以当时降在法老和埃及全地的这个十灾呢，就是一个预表将来要来的这个大灾难。
And then Israel's enemies will be destroyed, and Christ will reign over the earth.
那个时候呢，这个以色列的敌人呢会被消灭，然后基督呢会再次的来到地上。
And so there's going to be a great time of trial and persecution of the Jewish people during that great tribulation period.
所以在这大灾难的时候，对以色列民族来说呢，是一个极大的试炼啊，会有极大的逼迫的。
Now remember, we are talking about this present interval is the harvest time.
还记得我们讲过，我们现在所处的这个时代啊，就是这个收割间隔期。
But the feast of tabernacles, it was celebrated after all the harvest had been brought in.
那祝棚节呢，是在这地里所有的出产都已经被收藏起来以后。才开始庆祝的。
But not only had the harvest been brought in, but it had to be the thrashed and the wine grapes had to be trodden out. The fruit of the land had to be processed first.
嗯，而且呢，不仅是这个庄稼都，还有这个各种出产都收进来了，而且后续的处理都已经进行完了，比如说打谷也要打好，然后这个葡萄呢也要压榨好，酿成酒，其他的什么橄榄榨成油之类，这些后续的工作都处理完。
So turn to Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 13.
我们看这个生命记的16章30节。
And here Moses is reviewing.
13节。
Moses is reviewing the Feast of Tabernacles.
这里呢，摩西呢，讲到的都是关于祝棚节的事情。
You shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days, when you have gathered from your threshing floor and from your wine press, and you shall rejoice in your feast, and so on.
十三节，你把禾场的谷、有榨的酒收藏以后，要守祝棚节七日。守节的时候，你们要快乐等等等等。
So the Jewish people were they before the Feast of Tabernacles, they were not only to bring in the harvest, but they were to thresh the wheat, winnow the wheat and the grains. They were to take the grapes and press them in the wine press and process that before the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以根据这句经文呢，就在庆祝祝棚节之前呢，这以色列民呢要把所有的这个活都干完，就是要把庄稼收起来以后呢，还要去打谷，然后要养场，就是要都把这个谷子都处理好，然后呢葡萄呢要放在酒榨里面榨出来，然后把它酿成酒，这些都做完。
So the harvest then, you might say, was basically had two main elements to it. That of the threshing floor from the field, and that of the vine and the grapes that of the wine press, and the wine press, the fruit of the wine press.
那从这句经文我们可以看出啊，就是这个收割的或者说收藏的工作啊，它分两个方面，一个呢就是要把禾场的谷子要打好，然后呢就是要把葡萄压榨好做成酒。
And we understand the picture of the threshing or the grain, because the Lord Jesus was the grain of wheat that fell into the ground and died.And would bring forth much fruit. That's the harvest that we're talking about here.
那我们比较容易明白啊，就是这个禾场的谷啊，要打谷，这个是表达什么意思？因为圣经里面说了，主耶稣基督就是那一粒麦子，他落在地里死了，然后就结出许多的子粒来。
Millions of precious souls have been brought and reaped from the higher God's harvest, and.Have been brought in, praise the Lord.
那就是在我们现在这个收割期啊，就是成千上万的灵魂呢，就是成熟了，都被神收割起来，进到了他的家里，都收藏起来了。我们为此赞美主。
But this has a special reference to the nation of Israel.
但是呢，对以色列人来说呢，是有一个特别的意义的。
And Let's turn to the book of Revelation. There we see the picture of the great harvest.
我们现在翻到启示录，这里面呢有一个对这个大丰收的这个描述。
Now I might remind you that the church itself is not seen in the Old Testament, nor is the church seen in the book of Revelation from chapter 6 to chapter 19.
我要再次提醒大家，在旧约里面呢，你是看不到关于这个教会的没有提到教会的。然后在启示录的六章到十九章里面呢，也是没有提到教会的。
The church is in heaven, and that harvest during the tribulation period will be a large harvest of both Jew.And Gentile that have been saved out of the great tribulation.
因为那个时候呢，教会已经在天上了，所以在这里面说，在启示录里面说的这个大丰收呢，是在大灾难期间有成千上万数不尽的外邦人和犹太人得救。
So in Revelation chapter 14, verse 14 to 16, we see the first element of the harvest, the threshing floor.
我们看启示录的十四章的十四节到十六节啊，这个里面讲的就是在这个最后的这个时候的这个收割的第一方面，就是讲这个禾场的谷子。
And then in verses 17 to 20, we see the second element, which is the wine press. And we're going to look at those individually.
然后从十七节到二十节呢，它这个讲的就是前面那个经文的第二段，就是酒榨的酒这一部分了。
Verse 14, we'll read then. Then I looked and behold a white cloud, and on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man.Having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, Thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap. The harvest of the earth is ripe. So he who sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle, and the earth, and the earth was reaped.
从十四节读到十六节，我又观看，见有一片白云，云上坐着一位好像人子，头上戴着金冠冕，手里拿着快镰刀。又有一位天使从殿中出来，向那坐在云上的大声喊着说：伸出你的镰刀来收割，因为收割的时候已经到了，地上的庄稼已经熟透了。那坐在云上的就把镰刀扔在地上，地上的庄稼就被收割了。
That tribulation period, is the time of threshing and winnowing, of reaping, threshing and winnowing.
所以在大灾难的时候就象征的就是这个谷子你要把它摔呀、打呀、碾呐这样的一个过程。
Now John the Baptist, it had foretold about the coming of the Messiah, that he would be the one who would be the one who would baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
那施洗约翰呢曾经预言过，就是说将来来的那一位啊，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。他讲的就是主耶稣基督第二次再来的时候发生的事。
Matthew chapter 3 and
马太的三章
verse 11 11 he says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit andFire. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
十一十二节，我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改。但那在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配。他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗，他手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
So at the end of the tribulation period, there will be a harvest there of Jew and Gentile.
所以在
the saved nations.
在大灾难末期的时候呢，会收割很多的灵魂，那就是包括犹太人，也包括外邦人。
And those terrible persecutions and trials is like the threshing and the winnowing of the harvest.
那么这个整个大灾难的这个过程中的这些试炼和逼迫啊，就像在这个给谷子这个扬场这个打谷子这个过程。
And all the believers, they're represented by the grain. He says he's going to gather them into his barn.
那所有的信徒呢，就这里就用谷子来比喻，谷子呢，麦子呢是要收在仓里的。
And the chaff is going to burn up with unquenchable fire. Those are just empty professors, those that had never truly trusted the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个糠呢，要用不灭的火烧尽的。这个糠指什么呢？就指那些并不是真的信徒，只是口里承认的那些信徒。
We see that in Matthew chapter 25.
我们看马太福音的25章。
Where we read in verse 31.
31节。
That when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all his holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory.And all the nations will be gathered before him, and he'll separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats, setting the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left.
31-33 当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊山羊一般，把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。
And as you read the rest of that chapter, you see that there were people that were welcomed into the kingdom. Those were the grains, the good grain that had been thrashed winnowed, and that was good grain gathered into his barn or into his kingdom.
在这一章的后半段，我们可以看到啊，那些好的谷子啊，就是他们是被邀请进入神的国度里面的。那这些谷子呢，就是在这个大灾难当中啊，经过了试炼，就像在这个打谷场打过了，也扬场又簸箕颠过了这样的人，那他们就是真正的好麦子，就把他们收起来了。
But those other ones who did not who were empty professors who did not help the Jews when they had great needs, they're going to be cast out into the lake of fire.
但那些呢只是空洞的用嘴巴说的他们信的，但是他们却不帮助大灾难期间的这个犹太人的，那他们要扔在火里烧尽了。
We'll go back again to the book of Revelation chapter 14 and we'll look at the other element of the ingathering.
然后我们现在回到启示录的十四章，我们看到就是那个收藏的第二个方面，第一个方面讲的是谷子，第二个方面讲的是酒。
We find that represents his enemies. In verse 17, we'll read.
那我们在这一段里面看出这个酒榨的酒啊，代表敌人。
Then another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven. He also having a sharp sickle.And another angel came out from the altar who had power over fire, and he cried with a loud cry to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. So the angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trampled outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress,up to the horses' bridles for 1,600 furlongs.
17到20节，又有一位天使从天上的殿中出来，他也拿着快镰刀。又有一位天使从祭坛中出来，是有权柄管火的，向拿着快镰刀的大声喊着说，伸出快镰刀来，收取地上葡萄树的果子，因为葡萄熟透了。那天使就把镰刀扔在地上，收取了地上的葡萄，丢在神愤怒的大酒榨中。那酒榨踹在城外，就有血从酒榨里流出来，高到马的脚环，远有600里。
These represent the enemies of Christ who war against the Lord Jesus and set up their kingdoms in opposition to Him and persecute the saints.
那这里呢就代表主耶稣基督的敌人呢，他们是在这个神的国之外建立了他们敌对的国，与基督为敌的。
There's other references in the scriptures to this time. For example, Isaiah chapter 63.
圣经里还有别的经文呢，也是讲的这件事啊，也这个时期的事。我们看以赛亚书的63章。
And verses 1 to 3, there'sIsaiah looks down the corridor of time and sees when the Lord Jesus is going to trample his enemies in fury and bring the wrath of God against them.
在这里呢，以赛亚呢是看到将来主耶稣基督啊，他是把他的敌人踩在脚下，就是像有他有愤怒啊倾倒下来，倾倒在他的敌人的身上。
And this isprophetic of that time when the Lord Jesus is going to come to earth to destroy his enemies.
那这个预言呢都是讲的是主耶稣基督再次回到地上毁灭他的敌人的时候发生的事。
Isaiah 63:1 then.
以赛亚书的63章一节开始。
Who is this who comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah, the one who is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength?I, and the answer is, I who speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Then the other question is asked, why is your apparel red and your garments like one who treads in the winepress? And then the answer comes, I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the peoples no one was with me, for I have trodden them in my anger and trampled them in my fury, and so on.
我们看这个一到三节啊，这从以东来，以东的波斯拉来，穿红衣服，装扮华美，能力广大，大步行走的是谁呢？那答案就是我，是凭公义说话，以大能施行拯救。然后第二个问题是，你的装扮为何有红色呢？你的衣服为何像踹酒炸的呢？答案是，我独自踹酒炸，众民中无一人与我同在。我发怒将他们踹下，发烈怒将他们践踏，他们的血溅在我衣服上，并且污染了我一切的衣裳。
So the Feast of Tabernacles proper could not be celebrated until the harvest was brought in and the enemies were punished.
所以这个真正的祝棚节啊，它什么时候才最后应验呢？一定要等到就是属神的人呢，就是信徒啊，都已经被收进来了，然后呢，他的敌人都已经被消灭了之后。
And righteousness would need to be established on the earth.
然后在地上呢，要建立公义的时候。
Now, Isaiah chapter 32.
我们看以赛亚书的32章。
And verse 1.
第一节。
Before there can be absolute peace, there must be righteousness.
因为你若要有这个完全的安息啊，你必须要先有这个完全的公义，完全掌权才行。
So Isaiah 32 verse 1, Behold, a king will reign in righteousness, and princes will rule with justice.
看哪，必有一王凭公义行政，必有首领借公平掌权。
And then justice will dwell in the wilderness. Verse 16 and 17.
16, 17节。
And then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. Though hail comes down on the forest and so on. But there, verse 18, it's like a picture of the booths where they dwell in safety and security.
我们看16到18节，那时公平要居在旷野，公义要居在肥田。公义的果效必是平安，公义的效验必是平稳，直到永远。我的百姓必住在平安的居所，安稳的住处，平静的安歇所。你看这18节啊，就是一个图画，就描写百姓啊，神的百姓住在棚子里，享受平安的那个状态。
So the Feast of Tabernacles, it pictures for us the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以祝棚节呢，它是预表这个在千禧年的时候主耶稣基督掌权的那个国度的那个时期。
When enemies are all put down and the people of God have all been brought into the kingdom.
当所有的敌人已经被踹下，就被消灭，然后神的百姓都已经被带到千禧年的国度里面以后。
And righteousness has been established, and there's universal peace reigning on the earth.
公义已经这个建立，然后全世界啊都是充满了这个平安平稳。
In Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, we read.
以赛亚书的九章六节。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
六节七节，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙策士，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。 他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
So when the Prince of Peace rules on the earth, then the true Feast of Tabernacles will be celebrated on earth by God's earthly people.
所以当这和平的君呢、真正在这地上、统治了以后呢，这真正的祝棚节、就是在这地上的百姓当中开始庆祝了。
The curse of Eden is going to be removed.
You mean the garden?
Yes, the Garden of Eden. The curse that was God pronounced when, before he thrust the children, our first parents out of Eden is going to be removed.
在伊甸园的时候，我们的先祖亚当夏娃犯罪以后，神给他们的这个咒诅啊，都就已经打破，已经解除了。
And it's going to be a time of tremendous fruitfulness. Isaiah 32.
那个时候啊，这地会出产极其的丰富。我们看
Isaiah 32 and verse 15. It talks about the time when that Spirit is going to be poured out upon us from on high, and the wilderness will become a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted as a forest.
等到圣灵从上浇灌我们，旷野就变为肥田，肥田 看如树林。
And then chapter 35 and verse 1.
然后再看35章的一节。
The wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose.
旷野和 干旱之地必然欢喜，沙漠也必快乐，又像玫瑰开花。
And so it'll be a true harvest festival in that time.
所以那个时候啊，是一个真正的丰收的节日啊。
And it'll be a time of great rejoicing. Look at Isaiah chapter 35 and verse 2 and verse 10.
那个时候 是真的是极大快乐的时候。我们可以看以赛亚书的35章的2节和10节。
Talking there earlier, we read about the desert blooming. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. And then in verse 10.
第二节啊，他接着第一节说，必开花繁盛，乐上加乐，并且欢呼。我们再看第十节。
And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
并且耶和华救赎的民必归回，歌唱来到西安，永乐必归到他们的头上，他们必得着欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息尽都逃避。
So the Feast of Tabernacles, its fulfillment will be in that great time of Christ's kingdom on earth, ruling for 1,000 years. There will be peace and prosperity over the whole earth.
所以祝棚节的真正的应验要等到主耶稣基督他在地上掌权的那个千禧年的国度里面，那时候是有真正的繁荣，也有真正的平安。
And they were to, during the tribulation, or during the millennium rather, they are to celebrate that feast every year in the millennium.
在千禧年的时候呢，他们要每年都庆祝祝棚节。
Zechariah 14.
撒加利亚书的十四章。
And verse 16.
十六节。
And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came up against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
所有来攻击耶路撒冷列国中剩下的人，一年年上来敬拜大君王万君之耶和华，并守祝棚节。
And that's going to be enforced because if people don't come up to Jerusalem, there won't have rain, it says in verse 17, and it shall be that when whichever of the families of the earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, on them there will be no rain, and so on.
这个来守万民来守住棚节有点强制的意思，因为十七节说，如果你不来的那个国家呢，就没有雨降在他上面。十七节，地上万族中凡不上耶路撒冷敬拜大君王万军之耶和华的，并无雨降在他们的地上。
People need to be reminded of the goodness of God.
所以人们需要被提醒，让他们想起神的良善。
That's why, as we as Christians, we remember the Lord every week, because we know how soon we forget.
这就是为什么我们基督徒每个星期都要来纪念主，因为我们知道我们是多么健忘，我们很快就忘记了。We
need to keep reminding ourselves that our salvation comes from our Savior, and He alone is worthy of all the praise and worship.
所以我们需要不断地提醒自己，我们的救恩是从主耶稣基督而来的，他是唯一配得我们的敬拜和颂赞。Some
other features of the millennium are that people are going to live long lives just like before the flood.
那千禧年里还有一个特征呢，就是那时候的人呢，他们的寿命会非常长，就像在这个大洪水之前的人们那样。Because
we read that people's lives will be as long as the trees live.
然后他们的这个有个比喻说，人的寿命就像树的寿命那样长。And
there will be peace even in the animal kingdom.
然后在这个动物的世界里面也有这个平安，也有和平。The
lion will lie down with the lamb.
那狮子和羊呢，可以和平共处在一处啊。
We won't need any fences around the zoos anymore.
我们那时候再也不需要用这个围栏呢，把这个动物园给围起来了。Even
snakes won't be poisonous.
因为蛇它都不会有毒了。There'll
be no thorns or thistles.
没有荆棘和蒺藜了。All
will be peace and fruitfulness.
所有一切呢都是平安，而且是多结果子的。
It's going to be a wonderful time on earth, 1,000 years.
所以那一千年啊，在地上是非常美好的时候。But
dear beloved brother and sister, our inheritance is far greater than what the people on earth will experience during that wonderful time.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，要知道，虽然他们那时候享受的很好，但是 要记得我们的所得的祝福是远远比这地上的人那个时候所得到的要好得多得多。We're
going to be blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ.
我们会在基督里得到一切从天上的属灵的福气。And
as the bride of Christ, we're going to rule with him over the earth.
而且我们作为基督的新娘啊，我们会和他一起在这地上掌权。
And now we're looking for the Lord from heaven.
对，我们现在呢是盼望主来到这个从天上而来，来到空中。Our
eyes aren't fixed on the earth and earthly signs of his coming to earth. Our eyes are fixed on the heavens from where the Lord Jesus is going to come and claim his bride and take her home to be with him.
所以我们的眼目不是盯在地上，也不是等着看什么地上的一些征兆，而我们的眼目呢是盯在天上。我们的主呢会从天上而来，把他的新娘呢接到他那里去。I'll
just remind you, turn to 1 Thessalonians and chapter 4.
我们再翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书的4章啊， 1
Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16.
16节。
For the Lord himself is going to descend from heaven with a shout, not to earth, just he comes in the air, he says.
And,
go ahead, sorry.
因为主必亲自从天降临啊, 他不会到地上来的那个时候，他是到空中的。
He's going to come with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain are going to be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。
We're going to meet the Lord in the air, and we'll ever be, forever be with him.
我们将会在空中与主相遇，而且从此以后就永永远远和主在一起了。
Well, let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 23 as we conclude our messages on the Feast of Jehovah.
我们再回到这个利未记的23章啊，来这个最后结束我们这个耶和华的节期的内容。
The last verse, verse 44 of Leviticus chapter 23.
利未记23章的最后一节经文就是44节。
So Moses declared to the children of Israel the feasts of the Lord.
于是摩西将耶和华的节期传给以色列人。
They were supposed to be times of coming together in thankfulness to the Lord for all that he had done for them, to remember him in all their journeys, and all the events that he had taken them from Egypt, all into the promised land.
所以这些过节的日子啊，应该是他们全以色列人一起聚集在一起啊，回想主耶稣基督给他们一路的这个祝福啊，就是是怎么把他们从埃及救出来的，是怎么在旷野一路带领他们的，都是让他们去思想神的这个恩典，思想神的这个信实。
These were the Lord's feasts.
因为这是耶和华的节期啊。
It was he who invited, he was the host, and he invited the children of Israel to join him in those feasts.
所以他是这个节期的主人，是他邀请以色列人来跟他一起享受这个节期的。
He was with them in all those feasts, because in every one of those feasts,There were burnt offerings sent up to God, as his portion of the feast.
在每一个节日里面啊，主耶和华都跟他们同在，因为在每一个节期里都要献这个燔祭，燔祭就是献给神的部分。
There were sin offerings that were given too as well in order for the children of Israel to qualify to be allowed to come to the feast. They needed their sins forgiven.
人在节期里面呢，也会献上赎罪祭啊，就是赎罪祭是为了使以色列人有资格啊，就是有资格能够来到耶和华的面前来庆祝这个节期。
In Numbers 28 and 29, we have details of all those sacrifices of each of those feasts.
在这个民数记的28和29章里面，详细的讲了在每一个节期要献什么样的祭。
We don't have time to turn there.But the important thing is, it was the Lord's feast. Those feasts were his, and he was the host.
我们今天没有时间去查考那两章的具体的细节了，但是重点呢，就是这个强调的，就是这个节期是耶和华的节期，他是这个节日的主人。
But when the Lord Jesus, the Lord himself, the Jehovah of the Old Testament, when he came into the world the first time,He found that those feasts, they weren't the feasts of the Lord. They were the feasts of the Jews.
但是当耶和华神呢，他第一次来到地上的时候，就是来到人间的时候，他会发现这些节期已经不再是耶和华的节期了，已经变成了犹太人的节期。
And we read in John chapter 7.
我们看约翰福音的七章。
And verse 2.
第二节。
Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand.
当时犹太人的祝棚节近了。
In another place it's called the Feast of the Jews.
另外还有一处讲到是犹太人的节期。
The Lord was not even invited to his own feast.
所以在这个节期里面啊，他们甚至都不邀请耶和华神跟他们一起过这个节了。
He was rejected by his own when he came.
当他来的时候呢，他自己的民都不接受他，拒绝他。
And when his brothers said to him, well, are you going to go up to the feast?
当耶稣的弟兄问他说，你要上去过节吗？
He said to them in verse 8, you go up to this feast, for my time has not yet fully come.
第八节，主耶稣回答他们说，你们上去过节吧，我现在不上去过节，因为我的时候还没有满。
And he doesn't go up until halfway through the feast.
所以他呢，是直到这个节过了一半以后才去的。
He goes up privately.
而且是他是暗暗的去的。
And he takes his place, as it were, outside of their feast. He stands outside of it, as you read John chapter 7.
而且呢，他是站在这个外面的啊，就不在这个庆祝节日的这个人群当中的。
And then we read in verse 37.
我们在这个约翰福音的七章三十七节里面读到。
On the last day, that is the eighth day, that great day of the feast. Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
37节，节期的末日就是第八日啊，就是祝棚节的最后一天，第八日，就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Now the Jews had a ceremony. It's not mentioned in the Old Testament.But they celebrated it, and that gives us a clue as to why he mentions coming to him and drink at this particular time.
那时候呢，犹太人过这个祝棚节的时候有一个仪式，这个仪式呢在旧约里并没有提到，但这个仪式呢可以给我们一个线索，让我们知道耶稣为什么在这里说人若渴了可以到我这里来喝。
And the Jews had this ceremony that water, the priest would draw some water out of the pool of Siloam and take it up to the temple and pour it into a silver bowl beside the altar of burnt offering.
那这个仪式是什么呢？就是在第八天的时候，那个祭司啊，要到那个希罗亚池子里面打水，打一罐水呢，然后倒在这个祭坛，就是这个烧燔祭的这个祭坛旁边的一个银盆里。
And that was done because it was like a ceremony prefiguring the rains that will come for the next year's harvest, the future harvest.
那这个仪式呢，其实有一点这种预表或者祈福的意思，就是预表第二年来年的这个雨啊，就是这个庄稼需要的雨啊，能够充沛的降下来。
Because we saw that in the millennium, the Feast of Tabernacles, if it's not celebrated, then those rains will not come.
我们还记得刚才读过啊，就是在千禧年里面，如果哪个国的民是不来庆祝这个，不来这个过这个祝棚节的话呢，那一国的土地上就没有雨降下去。
And for every day,For those first seven days of the feast, they would do this ceremony. Each day they would take the water up, and the silver trumpets would be blown as the priest came up and the water was poured out at the altar there every day for 7 days.
那这个祝棚节的前七天呢，每天他们都要这样做的，就是当银号吹响的时候，这个祭司呢就把从希罗亚池子里面打来的这个水啊，就是倒在这个银盆里面，每天都这样做。
But on the eighth day, they didn't do that ceremony.
但是在第八天的时候，他们却不做了。
But it was on that day that the Lord Jesus went up to the temple, cried with a loud voice, said, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
因为第八天他们不到这个水了，所以主耶稣在这里才站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Their empty ceremony excluding the Lord himself.
他们这种空洞的这个庆祝仪式啊，其实是把主耶稣排除在外的。
The Jews' feasts, they were just empty, dry, religious formalities.
因为这犹太人的节期啊，他们剩下的就只有这种很干巴巴的这个仪式了。
But here the Lord himself, the Lord that instituted the feasts himself, the host himself, cries out, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
但是现在啊，这个主耶稣自己来了，他呢就是这个节期的主人，是他设立的这个节期，这个设立节期这个主人现在亲自来邀请说，人若渴了可以到我这里来喝。
And then he goes on in verse 38, he continues by saying, He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
所以38节主接着说，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
But of course, that water was just a picture, wasn't it, of the Spirit. And in verse 39, he says, But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified.
当然这里面说的这个活水啊，就是用来比喻圣灵的。所以39节耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
So today, the cry of the Savior is the same. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
所以直到今天啊，主耶稣基督这个呼喊啊，依然是一样的。就是他在喊什么，就是人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
The thirsty soul can come freely to drink of his inexhaustible springs of water, the Spirit of God from on high.
凡是这个饥渴的灵魂呢，都可以到他这里来取这喝着这个取之不竭、尽用之不竭的这个活水啊，这就是从神来的圣灵。
And it says that out of his heart will flow living waters. They can be a channel of blessing to others.
而且这里面说他的腹中要流出活水的江河来，也就是说这个人不单自己得着了，他还能够成为这个活水的一个这个管道啊。
So, the Feast of Tabernacles ends our journey through those feasts. They have historical value and they have a prophetic value.
所以呢这祝棚节呢就是画上了我们这个耶和华的节期这个系列的一个句号啊。我们看到这个耶和华的节期不仅有这个历史的纪念的性质作用，它也有预言的功效。
And very soon, we shall see those events fulfilled when our Lord Jesus comes for us, then God will take up the Jew again.
很快我们就能看到当主耶稣基督来接我们以后呢，这个神会继续来处理以色列人的事了。
So, we'll see you in the new year, Lord willing.
对，主若许可呢，我们就在新年里面再见了。
And we'll pray that the Lord might have a good topic for us to study in that new year. The Lord bless each one of you. Very richly.
我们祈求主啊，让我们在新的一年里开始能够学一个很好的一个主题啊，也求主丰富的祝福大家。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for your goodness to us.
我们的父啊，我们感谢您给我们的恩慈。
And Lord, we thank you. We're looking forward to that wonderful feast, the marriage feast of the Lamb.
主，我们真的盼望那个节期啊，就是这个婚宴的节期。
We think, Lord, how you had to suffer and to die for us.
主，我们也想到你为我们啊，你必须得受苦，而且直到死。
And rather than punish us for our sins, you took the punishment yourself.
你没有因为我们的罪刑罚我们。而是你自己把这罪担在你自己的身上。
And in your wonderful grace, you have provided a feast for us. You've welcomed your enemies to come to your feast.
而且因着你的恩典啊，你还为我们预备了一个筵席，一个节日啊，你邀请我们这些曾经是你的敌人的来赴你的筵席。
We were once opposed to you. We were once your enemies. But now by grace, we have been saved.And we've been brought into this wonderful freedom, and we've been brought to a place of prosperity and joy.
主，我们曾经是抵挡你的，我们曾经是你的敌人，但是现在你却救了我们，而且你邀请我们来到进到这样的自由里面，进到这样的安息，这样的喜乐和繁荣里面。
You are worthy to be worshipped and praised tonight in Jesus' name.
今天晚上你是配得我们的赞美和敬拜的，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.